Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. The promotion and regulation of online gaming bill tabled in the Lok Sabha. Bill seeks to encourage e-sports and online social games, prohibits online money gaming, financial transactions and advertisements. NDA Vice President candidate CP Radhakrishnan files nomination in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, senior ministers and allies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to co-chair Intergovernmental Commission with Russia in Moscow today, also to address India-Russia Business Forum meeting. Intensity of rain reduces in Himachal Pradesh and Maharashtra. In Telangana, reservoirs over Krishna and Godavari rivers reach critical levels following incessant rains. Yellow alert for rain issued in Uttarakhand. And Endurant Cup football, East Bengal to face debutants Diamond Harbour FC in the semi-final in Kolkata. And now the news in detail. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today introduced the promotion and regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha.
Speaker sir, I rise to move that the promotion and regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 be taken into consideration.
This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. It has the provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. Our correspondent reports that the objective of the bill is to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychological and privacy-related impacts of such games.
The bill has a provision of complete ban on offering, operating or facilitating online money games. There is a provision of imprisonment up to 3 years and fine up to 1 crore rupees or both in case of violation of law related to online money gaming. In case of repeat offences, it will attract enhanced penalties including imprisonment up to 3 to 5 years and fine up to 2 crore rupees. The bill will establish a uniform and national level legal framework in the public interest. The bill will protect the country's youth from predatory online real money gaming apps like poker, rummy and other card games which manipulate them through misleading monetary return promises that leave entire families in financial distress. The introduction of the bill reflects the government's commitment to a safe, secure and innovation-driven digital India that boosts creativity, safeguards citizens and strengthens national security. With Dipendra, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Disruptions in legislative proceedings continue in both houses of parliament following opposition parties' uproar over various issues including special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned twice, first up to noon and then till 2 p.m. When the Lok Sabha assembled at noon after the first adjournment, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw introduced the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 amidst opposition uproar. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju objected to the behaviour of the opposition members for disrupting the House. The opposition members did not pay heed to the appeal of the Parliamentary Affairs Minister and continued with their protest, which led to the adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. Earlier in the morning also, when the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., the opposition parties started a protest demanding discussion on the issue of SIR. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed displeasure over the behaviour of the protesting members. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the chair tried to take up the question hour, opposition members continued with their protest. Amidst the noisy scene, the chair adjourned the House till 2 p.m. NDA's vice presidential candidate, CP Radhakrishnan, today filed his nomination at the Parliament House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda, Kiran Rijiju, and leaders of NDA allies, including Chirag Paswan of LJPR, Rajiv Ranjan Singh of JDU, Praful Patel of NCP, among others, were present on the occasion. Ahead of filing nomination for the vice presidential elections, CP Radhakrishnan paid floral tributes at Prernasthal in the Parliament House complex, which houses statues of India's eminent leaders and freedom fighters. The opposition India Bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy for the vice presidential election. He will file his nomination tomorrow. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation today. Dr. Jayashankar will also address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. Dr. Jayashankar arrived Moscow last evening on a three-day official visit to Russia. During the visit, he will meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspective on regional and global issues. The visit aims to further strengthen the long-standing and time-tested India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. In Maharashtra, 10 people lost their lives in rain and flood-related incidents yesterday, according to the State Disaster Management Department. Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar visited the State Emergency Control Room at the Mantralaya in Mumbai this morning to assess the ongoing situation and issued necessary directives. More from our correspondent.
After days of heavy rainfall, Mumbai witnessed light showers this morning and the city is gradually returning back to normalcy. Suburban train services on the Central, Western and Harbour lines are operating with minor delay. While some low-lying areas remain waterlogged, BEST bus services are running smoothly and monorail operations resumed earlier in the day. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for Mumbai, Palghar and Raigarh, while a red alert has been sounded for Thane. The IMD has also issued red alerts for the heart regions of Pune, Nashik and Satara. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Several parts of Uttarakhand experienced a brief respite from continuous rainfall today. However, the Met Department has forecast the possibility of renewed showers in the coming days and issued a yellow alert. According to the department, moderate to heavy rainfall and isolated instances of very heavy rain are expected across various regions of the state over the next 3 days. Due to rain and landslides, around 150 roads remain blocked across the state, including some national highways and numerous rural link roads connecting to the villages. Intermittent rain has been continuing in some districts of Himachal Pradesh. In view of the bad weather conditions, all educational institutions have been closed in Manali subdivision of Kullu district and Gagret and Amb subdivisions of Una district for today. Due to the increase in water level in the dams, water is being released regularly and people have been advised to remain alert. In Telangana, reservoirs over Krishna and Godavari rivers are nearing critical levels following incessant heavy rains in the catchment areas. Reservoirs including Sri Ram Sagar project, Sri Padi Yellamapalli and Nizam Sagar projects over River Godavari and its tributaries are under pressure with heavy inflows following heavy rains. The authorities have opened gates to prevent overtopping and to balance irrigation needs, drinking water supply and flood safety. In Karnataka, as the cyclonic circulation lay over southeast Madhya Pradesh and offshore trough lies at mean sea level, along Gujarat-Maharashtra coast, heavy downpour is reported in North Karnataka. More from our correspondent.
The schools and pre-university colleges remain closed today in Belagavi, Uttara Kannada, Dharwad and Haveri districts. Uttara Kannada District Deputy Commissioner K. Lakshmi Priya has asked officials to alert people located near Sharavati River. The fishermen are cautioned not to venture into Arabian Sea due to inclement weather. As on date, 18 houses are damaged due to heavy downpour in the district. As a precaution, 101 residents were shifted to rehab shelters. Due to heavy downpour in Maharashtra, the inflow into Krishna River has increased considerably, causing extreme load on Almati Dam in Vijayapura district. Downstream are alerted. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Torrential rains continue to lash several parts of the coastal districts of Saurashtra on the second consecutive day. Devbhoomi Dwarka, Gir Somnath and Junagar districts have received heavy rainfall since yesterday, affecting normal life in the region. We have a report from our correspondent.
Devbhoomi Dwarka district recorded 11 inches of rains in the last 24 hours. Kalyanpur Taluka in Devbhoomi Dwarka and Mendarda in Junagadh were the worst affected by the rains, recording more than 10 inches of rainfall. More than 35 villages in Junagadh district are cut off and several roads passing through coastal districts are closed to traffic. All the boats at sea have also been instructed to return with immediate effect. Nearly 64 dams in the state are on high alert and residents downstream are being shifted to safer locations. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued a red alert for 5 coastal districts of Saurashtra and South Gujarat for today. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In some more news, Russia has lauded India's stature as a global power and called it a leading economic power with diversified foreign policy. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi today, Russian Charge Affairs in India, Roman Babushkin, said that Russia and India have mutual interests and have consistently found ways to cooperate in line. He said that relations between both the countries are expanding and uninterrupted. The Russian embassy official also mentioned the 2 phone calls between 2 nation heads on the situation in Ukraine. He added that engagements, including the current visit of the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, to Moscow, are setting the stage for the future visit of President Putin to India by the end of this year.
The relations are expanding. They are uninterrupted, and which is followed by very intense contacts on different levels, including leaders ones, which you rightly mentioned. So ultimately, the engagements, including the current visit of Honorable Minister Jayashankar and his engagements in Moscow and the coming CEO summit, are setting the stage for the future visit of the President Putin to India by the end of this year.
And in sports, the 134th Durand Cup semi-final will witness a fascinating clash of tradition and ambition when East Bengal will lock horns with debutants Diamond Harbour FC in Kolkata today in the second semi-final of the tournament. For East Bengal, the tide represents a golden chance to build on their derby triumph over Mohun Bagan and move closer to reclaiming their stature as a cup-winning force. On the other hand, Diamond Harbour FC have already made headlines by upsetting Mohammedan Sporting and Jamshedpur FC. Meanwhile, defending champion North East United FC booked its place in the final of the Durand Cup 2025, edging past a spirited Shillong Lajong FC in a repeat of last edition's semi-finals. Hockey India today announced the 18-member squad for the upcoming Men's Asia Cup, scheduled to be held in Bihar from 29th of August to 7th of September. Veteran drag flicker Harmanpreet Singh will continue to serve as captain in the continental tournament. India will begin their campaign against China on 29th of August before facing Japan on 31st August and Kazakhstan on 1st of September. In football, India women's team will begin their SAF Under-17 Women's Championship 2025 campaign in Bhutanese capital Thimphu today. They will take on Nepal at the Changli Mathang Stadium. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in afternoon trade today. In sectoral indices, IT and FMCG were outperforming, while weakness was seen across media, financial services and pharma stocks. Sensex rose 221 points to 81,865 and Nifty increased by 71 points to 25,051 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. The promotion and regulation of online gaming bill tabled in the Lok Sabha. Bill seeks to encourage e-sports and online social games, prohibits online money gaming, financial transactions and advertisements. NDA Vice President candidate CP Radhakrishnan files nomination in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, senior ministers and allies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to co-chair Intergovernmental Commission with Russia in Moscow today, also to address India-Russia Business Forum meeting. Intensity of rain reduces in Maharashtra. In Telangana, reservoirs over Krishna and Godavari rivers reach critical levels following incessant rains. Yellow alert for rain issued in Uttarakhand. And in Durand Cup football, East Bengal to face debutants Diamond Harbour FC in the semi-final in Kolkata. And with that, we end the midday news.